Let me say this. John knew who he was. He knew who had called him, and he knew who had sent him. But he stayed in his own lane. He knew that the work of the one coming after him was bigger than who he was, and he made it plain to his interrogators, I ain't him. However, he had no problem witnessing as to who Christ is, because the next day, if you drop on down to verse 29, the next day when John saw Jesus coming, he declared, behold, the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. Look, notice the construction of the sentence just for a moment. It does not say, behold, a lamb, which could indicate one of many, but it says, behold, the or the lamb. Look, that word the definite article describes a particular lamb, a peculiar lamb, a specific lamb. Jesus is the Lamb of God. This wasn't man's lamb, but it was God's lamb. God's lamb for God's purpose. Behold, take a good look. Don't miss him. Because this is the one that we have been waiting for all along. And he's come to take away the sin of the world. To come to take away, that phrase can be defined as one who will lift up, pick up, and take up our sin off of us. Here John describes the purpose of Christ is to not only lift it, pick it, and take it, but to bear it. You know, he who knew no sin became sin. Amen. He bore all of our sin from all of humanity, from Adam till the last man that will ever live on the face of the earth. All sin, look, not plural sin, but sin as a whole. When you get a bag of cough drops, you say, I have a bag. Even though inside the bag, there are many cough drops. Amen. And so this is how you view this text. When it talks about the sin, it's not talking about all of the sins and all of the variations of it, because God considers them all the same. One thing is sin. And so while you might look down your nose at somebody who might have do this or do that, and I don't do this and I don't do that, but you do something that's not pleasing in God's sight and is sinful to him. We got to be careful, because we all fit in the same box. Amen. Unless you've been washed in blood. And even when you're washed in blood, because there is sin after salvation. Now, I know some of us walk on water. Amen. I know that's when you spilled it on the floor in your house and you were too lazy to pick it up. That's the only water we done walked on.